I appreciate the turnout considering the weather, inclement weather, cold, raining. Because me chizik, and it's obviously a kiddush Hashem, because the inyan chizik, that people are very interested in the topic. In this week's Haftarah, actually it depends on if you're Nusach Ashkenaz or Nusach Sard. In Nusach Ashkenaz, they started from the Maisa of Yaakov, and Nusach Sard, we started a little before, in Hosea. But in this week's Haftarah, in Hosea, Perek Yud Beis, the Navi rebukes Klal Yisrael, trying to find it. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kanan b'yod ha'moizni mirmo la'ashoik ohev. Kanan is a seicher. His time is on Klal Yisrael that they used moizni mirmo, devious methods, business tactics, la'ashoik ohev. To make money, that's how they're gonna, that was their style of making money, was through devious tactics or no. The Mefarshim explained other types of mirma involved in business. That was the accusation. And Klal Yisrael counters back, no, Vayem Ephraim, Achashati, I was the one who made myself wealthy, Matzasi Oinli, I found strength and koyach and talent to be prosperous. In all my tirchen, all my actions, you will not find in me an ovein ashechet, a sin that is a sin. We're gonna have to, it's a problematic question, but he denies it. Klal Yisrael, Ephraim is now referring to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael denies that they did anything wrong. Your accusation is baseless. You claim that we used Moisnei Mimra. It's not true. We became wealthy. True, we could become wealthy, but we had the right to become wealthy. It's because of our talents, our tirchen. We didn't use any devious methods. Kilot is a machlokes between the Rebbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael whether they did anything wrong. Stam, we have to understand what was the machlokes, what's chat. Second of all, that this lashon is a shaluk. It says lo yimtu li oven ashechet. Kilu, there was an oven that Klal Yisrael did. Ephraim is acknowledging there was an oven. Oh, but it's not an oven ashechet. It's not an oven that's considered a chet. What does that mean? It was an oven, but it's not a chet. I mean, every oven is a chet. What is Prat? What's this machlokes between Klal Yisrael and the Rebbeinu Shalom? So I think an inkling into this machlokes, what really the kavana was, is later on, again, when Klal Yisrael tries to fend for themselves what they're doing, the pasuk says, Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram. This is what Klal Yisrael is referring. Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram. Yaakov ran away and he went to stay Aram. Vayavod Yisrael v'ishu v'isha shama. And he worked for one isha and then he waited for another isha. He worked for Leah and then he had to wait again and work again for Rachel. What does that mean? So the Malbim explains, what's pshat? The Malbim explains that Klal Yisrael's teretz was, you're tiny that we used Moisnei Mirma. You're tiny that we didn't know and these devious tactics. It's not our problem. Because Vayivrach Yaakov stay Aram. Why did Yaakov run away to stay Aram? What was the need for his bricha? Why did he have to run away? It's because he played a trick on Esav. He stole his bechira. He stole the bracha. So therefore he had to run away. But you see that Yaakov already used these tactics of mirma, how to get bechira and the bracha. And then what happened? He went to Lavan. Vayavid Yisro b'isha. He was working for one isha. He thought he was working for Rachel. And all of a sudden, v'isha shama, he had to wait for another isha. He had to wait for Rachel a second time. Why? Because Lavan played a trick on him. So you see, tricks are normal. In the business world, tricks are normal. And in fact, the lashon he uses, it's a minig. We already have this. It's alta minig. This is how you do business. This is the way we fear in business is, you do whatever you can get. You try to take advantage of the customer. You take advantage of his shortcomings, of his not being knowledgeable in the schayra, whatever it is. But this is normal. This is already shana minig, an alta minig. So that's Prat. It means Klal Yisrael's teretz was that they acknowledged that it was taka, they were using an oven, a mirma, a nos dvarim, genevis das. They were taka using an oven. But they said, the oven that we're doing is not a chet, because it's already a minik, it's kranoig mimei avaseinu. And the Kosh Baruch Hu didn't go for that teretz. Kosh Baruch Hu says, hiches Ephraim tamrurim. Ephraim is provoking HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tamrurim, with nisa ways, with bitter ways. This is not a satisfactory Torah to say that other people are doing it, society is doing it, everyone else is doing it. Shayna minig, it's normal already, everyone expects it. I have to do it because I have to keep up with everyone else. That's not a tshuva to the chait. That's not a tshuva to the oven. And that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taina. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ashar Falan, he says, Im gilad oven, akshav hayu. If you're going to find that Gilad is going to be punished, if you're going to find that Kaisel is going to be punished, don't think that they're being punished b'chinam. Don't think that it was stam b'li hashkacha, but they're going to be punished k'shav hayu, because the tactics and the ways they feared in business was a ma'isa shav. They thought that they had a heta because there's a minute, but that's not a heta. You have to keep the Torah, you have to keep the halacha, you have to keep Kaisel Mishpat. Saying that it was already a minig and it was ready, this is the way we're supposed to do it, that's not going to help them. And some Mefarshim even say oven means tircha and yegiya. When some people find that when they're doing something which is not 100%, they usually have to spend more time trying to cover up and do shtiklach, and if it's mezumah, so they have to cover up for that. And the whole life they're playing this whole game of cover ups, and they end up being miyageya b'chinam. Because lemais is, if it's asa, if it's shleil pi halacha, they're not supposed to be doing it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu's gufa, the oinish, it seems, would be this extra tirchanis and this yegia and this agmas nefesh involved in the whole halachelech of this cat and mouse game of chasing and hiding and covering up and lying and all that. And that's going to be gufa their chet and gufa their oinish. Interesting, in this week's parsha, we rather talked about the taina that Lavan had on Yaakov was that he was goinev esliboy, and according to the Targum Yoinason, they touches it up that he was goinev daitai. In fact, the Rishonim say that gnev estas means a form of goinev leiv. That's a lashon in Tanakh, and when it refers to gnev estas, it means goinev esliboy. I saw Seifa who touched up. Where was the gnev estas by Yaakov Avinu? What did he do already? He ran away. The Zayin ran away, but where's the inin of gnev estas? So he wanted to touch up that if someone gets a taiva with a premise, with an understanding, and that understanding is not true, then that's gufa from a gnevis das. And I'll explain. If someone, Lamarshal, his marshal was, if someone will get a raise, or he'll get, whether it's an increase of salary, or he'll be raised to vice president, or whatever it is in his position, and the person is really, this poyel is really has an das to leave the company. And should the employer know his true intentions, he would definitely not give him a raise now if he's leaving in 2 months, or he definitely won't raise him to a higher position. Then he wants a taina that that's an inyan of gnevis das, and he bases it on this pasuk. The taina is that the gnevis das which was done here was that Lavan was apparently mativ to Yaakov to keep him, to be near his einoklok, his daughters, his einoklok, and to have Yaakov work for him and stay by him, and apparently he was mativ to him. And then if Yaakov's true intentions was to run away, that's what he ultimately did, then it was a form of Gnevis Das and all the Hatov and all the Hanoah and all that Lavan was mative to Yaakov all along. And that was a Maisa Gnevis Das. If it's a Kabbalah and a Kabbalah, I don't understand 100%. First of all, I find it difficult to say that Shat. I mean, I wouldn't believe that Lavan was mative Yaakov to Shtark. The Lashon HaPasuk doesn't sound like he was the nicest guy. And even in halacha, I'm not convinced that that would be a din of mate of gnevis das. It could be it's a form of who hit his atzma like Iran, could be even like the Rosh. But as I talked, one save a pshat in the pasuk. If anyone has any other pshat, I'm gladly willing to hear it. After share another pshat, where was the ma'isa gnevis das that Yaakov did? What did he do already? Just true, he ran away without telling Lavan. But is he meshubit to tell Lavan? I mean, maybe it was etiquette you tell Yeshua, but where was the ma'isa gnevis das that kilu of the Torah, you know, says, he tries to say, he touches the pasuk slightly different, that there wasn't a ma'isa gnevis das. But the way the Yonasan ben Azil touches it up, it would seem that Yaakov did a ma'isa gnevis das. I'm interested to know what that gnevis das is. All right. Someone actually, I would like to say over, someone during the week told me a story, a very nice story, which was nogeh to what we had discussed previously. A ma'isa shahaya was that someone, Reuben called up Shimon, I heard that you're going to New York, could I take a ride with you? And Shimon replied, he said, look, he's not sure 100% if he's going, he'll call him back in an hour to let him know. Fine. An hour later, Shimon already decided he's going to New York, but however, he already was taking another passenger that he wanted to discuss something privately with him. So he couldn't take Reuben along. So he calls up Reuben and he says, you know, you had called me earlier for a ride, All of a sudden Reuven interjects, oh, it's not Nage anymore because I already found someone else, but thanks anyway. Now at that point, was there an inin of Gnevis Das? Because L'chayr, now Reuven is going to be mated to Shimon for being nice enough to offer him a ride. In the meantime, Nishkadag Nishkaflag, and Shimon had no intention of giving him the ride because he bedavka couldn't give him the ride because he had other cheshbonos why he had to take somebody else. Is that an inin of Gnevis Das? And the Chayra again, they should be telling the Machlokes Rosh and Ran. According to the Ran, the Gnevis Das means you have to do a Maisa Kibud, an exaggerated Maisa Kibud, a false Maisa Kibud, but your intention is to be Machabed. Here, where he had no intention to be Machabed, he was calling him back to notify him that he cannot take him, then there would not be a problem with Gnevis Das. However, according to the Rosh, who holds that there's an Issa of Gnevis Das, even if you have no intention of being Machabed, like the Maisa of the Maroim, they were leaving town, they had no intention to escort the person into town, the other Amari. Nevertheless, the Gemara said it would be a Maisa Gnevis Das, if not for the fact that the other person shouldn't have jumped to that conclusion because he had no way to know that these Amaroim were aware of his coming, but of his arrival. But aside for that, even if you weren't doing a Maisa Ki, but if it came out Memela that your actions caused someone, and it's a Gnevis Das, caused someone to be Maitiv to you Bechinam, or would be Maitiv to you Bechinam, that would be a Maisa Gnevis Das, even if it's unintentional, that was the furthest from your mind, that would be a Gnevis Das, some bring the rife in this rosh, it's called Gnevis Das. But Shoygeg was Azayim, but it's still a Nisa of Gnevis Das. And L'chayr, in this case too, it should be a Machlokes Rosh and Ran. And like we said, we don't really have a Achra between the Rishonim. I did see one sefer wants to be Medayik in the Machabe in Sivvav. At the end of Sivvav, when the Machabe brings down that case of the escorting out of the city, the Machabe Tain is the Heta of who hit the Esatmai was only because, and here, seemingly, he uses a Rosh's reason, it was because the Iboy Leila Suke Adaita Isheno Isa Bishviloi. He should have known, he should have realized that they're not doing it for him, Omata Atzmai. Means, Vaistois, he was at fault because he jumped to a conclusion. Whereas this Achron would like to say that, like the Ran, that's not really the Vod. The Vod is that the guy didn't do a Maisa Pitoy, the guy didn't do a Maisa of Ganev Daita Bechalal, that wasn't his Kavona, then that's not a Maisa Ganev Das, and that's why it's who hit his Atzmai. He jumped to the whole conclusion to Maisa Gnevis Das, but not because he was at 40, Boile La Suke Adaiting. We want to be Medak that the Machabe Paskins L'chumra, like the Rosh, that there would be an Issa of Gnevis Das, even if it's done unintentionally. And if in this case he should have to tell the person, you know, he might have told him, look, like the Amoraim said, I would have loved to give you a ride, but I can't. I know that you don't need it anyway, but I just want to tell you that I had to take somebody else anyway, whatever it is.
In this case, he's taking him for the original Das. The original Das wasn't taken. Question.
Well, the original Das never materialized because that original Das, he told him he'll come call him back in an hour, and something else came up that showed that he wasn't going to be mate of them.
Why do you assume he's thanking him for the second Das? The second Das wasn't relevant anymore. Once he found it right, it wasn't relevant.
He told me he's thanking him now for the fact that he entertained taking him before, so he should have thanked him on the first phone call. Now he's thanking him on the second phone call, because Keeler is thanking, he understood. Now he wouldn't have taken him, no, because he had to take somebody else, and he would not, and he didn't want that person in the car. So forget, he Bedavka doesn't want this person in the car. He Bedavka doesn't want to take this person.
He could get quiet. He has to find, it's not the gay anymore. I have a different ride. I'm sorry, I wasn't. Tell the whole spiel again.
Not the whole spiel again. You should say that I would have loved to take you, but I couldn't take you anyway. And I'm very happy that you got a ride somewhere else. Right now, what is the person walking away? Just in Metzias, will he be walking away? The Reuven, the passenger, will be walking away with the understanding that Shimon offered him a ride and would take him. Is that what he's walking away?
The original conversation
was, I'll call you back in an hour. Now he called him back. Is he going to walk away assuming that the guy was kind enough to allow me? You have to know what type of atov it is.
He said, I'll call you back. You can go either way.
I'll call you.
I don't know if he's going. I'm asking to take him. He said, if you go.
Initially, he said, if I go, I'll call you back.
He doesn't know if he has the right.
Fine. So, okay, we're arguing Matisse. You're right. If the Matisse is the guy walks away not knowing anything, you're 100% right. If the Matisse is, the guy will now assume that the person was nice enough to give him a ride or offer him a ride.
He didn't even know if he's going to say yes or take him. No, he didn't even know if he's going to answer yes or no.
And what would be the case? Fine. And what would be if they? I'll make a slight variation. What would be the case? Would be that if I am coming, I'll call you back in an hour. If I am going, I'll call you back. And he called him back just to be nice. That he's going anywhere, but you shouldn't be choishish him why he's not taking him, because he can't take him because he has someone else.
Personal call back just to let you know, not also, just in case, you know, you're still counting on me.
Right, so let's say that's why he did it.
You don't
I don't know if he left off that he'll call me back if it's Nageya.
Why is that even a massive title to him? Because he would have taken him in, right? So are you saying, if Neil's saying is that he would have taken him in, right? If something else came up, he's not taking him in.
But so, in this matter,
Zaka's type is for having him in mind to be able to take him. He would take him.
But right now he's not willing to take him. We had a case of, like, let's say you have an annoyed Reikon, right? Now, I would have loved to give this Ovel Yain. I would have loved to give him food. I would have loved to be Seich Shemen. But if it was Reikon and I don't have what to deliver, I don't have what to offer him. I claim to offer him Shemen. I don't have it. That is a Nisig Nevis Das, even if I would have given it to him had I had it. I right now don't have the right to give him.
Here's something else. Hey, what's up this type of? When a guy has another right, what's being mouth to type of the guy? He's being the mouth to type of the guy for the guy calling him back, right? A. And the second was the guy said he would have taken him in. Now the guy has a mania from a Sivis studies, it's not going to be able to.
But he wouldn't have. So now that mania doesn't allow him to take him. I want to ask you, don't look at an extreme case. Could I, if I already know that you have a right somewhere else, so could I call you up and say, oh, I would love, please, you can come with me?
No, that's
well, I want to take the extreme. No, he tiny that, he just take.
No,
that's
not wrong. So if my phone call to call you up implies, if my phone call calls, but one second, but I would talk a love to take him. It just says I had to come in here that I can't take him, but I would still love to take him. That's Gnevis Das.
You don't want.
But if I call him up, it implies.
No call with no intention to do this. If he decides.
But according to the Rosh, even if I have no intention, it's still a Maisa Gnevis Das. If he understands from my Maisa that he was offered
something for him, but I didn't do anything. All he can do is a phone call.
But he thought that my phone call was to tell him that he can come, and it's not my phone call.
But I didn't do anything for him.
Why did
I
not do anything?
Who is this? That's what's about. Like I said, the Russian Iran.
Hold on, but there we might get to me here, right? He thought they're coming out of the city to.
And they weren't, and they had no intention to.
Hold on.
And he thinks that just like they walked out of the city, he called me up to tell me that he has a right for me. When in truth, he was not calling me up to tell me he has a right, he's calling me up to tell me that he has no right for me. And he doesn't want to take me. So it's exactly opposite than I think that he's coming. So you tell me, I'm asking right away. If you tell me the Matisse, not like that, the guy doesn't come to that conclusion, I'm asking. So we're not arguing how long, we're just arguing with C's. But if you go ask the guy, oh, you know, Shu was a nice guy. He offered me, right? He was willing to take me, very nice of him.
You didn't even let him get it far enough in the conversation to say he's taking what he's calling for, right?
Correct. Yeah. Right, okay, so you're right. If the Matisse is, we're not arguing our local, we're arguing Matisse. Okay, let's go on. Let's not harp on this point. Fine. All right. All right, let's.
Because he has no wine, and the guy says, don't worry, I have.
All right, let's go on. We're about to have some rage cup. Guys, Sif Yeralev. And by the way, I should mention that we're going to see tonight is, basically on the Akdama that I mentioned in Hosea, that where Klai Yisrael tries to use an excuse, that it was already a noig, it's a minig, as a fitmin, and business is business. So even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a takatayin on Klai Yisrael, but we're going to see cases tonight that there are exceptions, that when there is a specific minig, that will get you around the issa of Gnevis Das. B'yayin etir, Zakta Machaber, Sif Yer Aleph, B'yayin etir al arev kosher berach. By wine, it's permissible to mix kosher wine with rak wine, with hard wine with soft wine. And I'll explain what that means. Bein agitis bovad, during the fermentation process, while it's still by the company. Mepnesha meshbikoi, because this mixing process actually improves the wine. You can blend different flavors of wine. It's even done today that they blend different flavors of wine. The kosher canes like the Ramah, rak the kosher deshari. If it's permissible to mix kosher barak, then certainly it's permissible to mix rak the kosher. Now the Ramah, who holds of this kosher cane, holds that rak is actually better than kosher. It's better tasting, or it's smoother wine, it's lighter wine, it's better than the kosher wine. And yet is a chiddush in the machaber that Malada mix inferior wine, the kosher with the rak, because the kosher actually is mechazik the wine. A drop of kosher will actually improve the durability, it will last longer, or be stronger, whatever it is, but it's not going to affect the flavor. We do it today in everything. We mix cotton and polyester to have some milers of each. So here too, we're going to mix the kosher berak, even though the ik is going to remain the rak, but we'll put in some kosher to improve the wine, to make it stronger. But really, the rak is better. So if kosher berak is permissible, kosher can rak be kosher. That's a shita Ramah. The Mechaber doesn't say that. It's because the Mechaber holds, like the other Rishonim, that really kosher is better. The difference between kosher and rach is not in taste and not in texture, but the difference is in how much it could hold water. What they used to do was being mazik the wine with water. Kosher could contain more water, could be saturated with a greater degree of water, greater level of water, so it's a better wine. It's stronger, it's more tasty, so therefore it could hold more water, and if I'm going to mix it with rach, it's already somewhat diluted, because now instead of being able to put 3 parts water, I can only put 2 parts water. It's an inferior product. And therefore the Mechaber says, you're allowed to mix kosher barach, because kosher is actually superior than rach. But rach b'kosher would not be permissible like the Mechaber, because it's inferior.
What are you selling it as?
Sorry?
What are you selling it as?
I'm not selling it as either. I'm just putting it in front of you. You're going to assume that it's going to be rach, because the majority is rach. Let me wait till the end of the simon. We'll get a better understanding.
How do you see from the Mechaber that you've seen it's a koshkin? That's why I don't say rach b'kosher, because I mean it's
massive. The Mechaber points out, and others as well, that the Mechaber argues. You can look at the smell. All right. Vim ha yitamoy nikar, Mechaber continues, however, if the taste is discernible, then it's mutalara b'chol mokon. Then it's permissible to be ma'arev in any case, not just ben agitos, but any time. Now, there's an important reason why, that I should point out here, why the Mechaber have done, why it's only permissible ben agitos. If to be ma'arev, kosher barach is better, if kosher is better than rach, I should be able to mix it even after the ben agitos. Later on, even in my store, after the fermentation process, I should be able to mix it, and that should be good. Why is it only permissible while it's still in the vat, still fermenting? I should be able to mix it later on. And that's a machlokes rishonim. It's important machlokes, even though we don't have the mitzvahs today, but just to get understanding what's going on. Rashi learns and others learn that this mixing process, that it should blend properly, only works ben agites. Afterwards, it's mixing two different flavors. What actually happens, even if it's better, each one is plaguing the other flavor. The two flavors don't coincide one with another. They don't complement one with another, but actually they're soisa one another. So since they're plaguing one another, would not be permissible. This milo of mixing is only a milo ben agitos. Others learn, the Miri learns, and others learn that no. That the reason why it's bedafka ben agitos is because when you mix it ben agitos, this eruv is long-lasting. It's a permanent eruv, it's a permanent improvement to the wine. Mashenkin, should you have mixed it later on, then in economy for temporarily, if a guy would taste it right then, he would say, it's taka better, it's stronger, it's sweeter, whatever the milas are. But later on, subsequently, 2 weeks later, it's going to spoil the wine, and this improvement won't last. So therefore, you're only allowed to do ben agitos because then itaka works. But if you're going to do it later on, the guy's going to come, he's going to see the wine, think it's good, he'll even maybe even taste it, and think it's taka, a great mix. And 2 weeks later, when he wants to use it for Shabbos, all of a sudden, he'll see that the wine is no good. So therefore, you're now allowed to mix it only ben agitos where the mixing is permanent, where the improvement is permanent. Now, however, if you could taste it, if it is discernible, so let's say like this Meir, you're going to have to say that one could taste the difference and know that it was mixed and knows that that's what the improvement was, then it's mutar ma'ariv b'chol mokom, then it's permissible to be ma'ariv, even not just ben agitos mutar ma'ariv, all the time, it's not a problem. And it sounds like you could even be ma'ariv maybe in rach b'kosher, let's say like the Mechaber, that rach b'kosher is normally not permissible, here it would be permissible because a person could taste it. And the Mechaber gives you a klal. What's the heta? Shekol dov anika tamoy, anything that a lekeach could discern, could taste, magish lekeach, he taka feels it, he notices it, he won't be duped because he can taste it, and when he will taste it, he'll know that you really mixed it, and he won't be fooled to think it's really rach or think it's really kosher, and he won't have any problem.
So when you mix it, if it was mashbiach or it's mechaser.
Sorry?
Maybe you'll tell the taste, but you may not know when you mixed it, if it's a chasar or a
milo. Well, we're talking about where you can mix it and know, maybe even points it out, you can know that, right. Correct. When he mixes it, and it, like the mirror, you're going to say that there's a difference. When he mixes it, yes, you're going to have to know that it won't be long-lasting, this improvement. Maybe it was after the time. He mixed it after the game ben agitos, but he waited those 2 weeks till the improvement already faded somewhat, and he can now taste the difference.
They would taste the wine the time
when they purchase it, right before they purchase it. Even today, sometimes you have that people will give you a taste, but that's more like to choose the flavor. But then they used to check to see if it was taka a good barrel. If it wasn't spoiled, they used to taste it. Now, from the Mechaber's Loshen, especially makes a klal out of it, it seems that anything that the lokeach could taste, not lav dafka, he will taste it, but as long as he could taste it, he has the ability to taste it, then it's not a problem anymore, because I relied on the fact that he will taste it. And if he doesn't taste it, it's his fault. The lokeach is a dik in the Mechaber. You don't need that everybody tasted. As long as he could taste it, imhoya taimanuka, as long as it's taimanuka, and now it could be tasted, that's already shayin muta. That seems from the Mechaba. Don't jump to this set. We're going to have to go back to it, because you're going to see the Mechaba three sifim later, and Sifya Da is going to say Mefurish Raket. And everyone's going to ask the stira. But at this point in time, what comes out of this sif is that you're allowed to blend wines, and if you could apply to other things today, it would be permissible to blend if it improves. It's improved by the blending. Rather now, let's on the shirt, they'll tell you what percentage polyester, what percentage is cotton. They'll notify you, and like that could be taka heta, because if you're going to tell me, like just like then they had taimu nika in taste, you could have today, so to speak, taimu nika, that you have a label on it, and you could check the label to see what the material is made out of. And if he has that option, and everyone does check the label, or even from this makaba, if he could check the label, then it already should be permissible.
What about we discussed about potato chips, that they blow it up and make it bigger. It says clearly what the weight is.
Again, but that the problem was is the weight is written on the bag, but he doesn't know how the weight translates into volume. So the blowing up the bag he's misinformed. He thinks that it's a larger volume, and he's looking towards volume. It doesn't say the volume, it says the weight. You're right. If it would say somewhere the volume is, you know, two cubic inches or whatever it is, you wouldn't have a problem. But that's not the case. Any questions, or can we go weiter? All right, let's move on. We're going to get back to it. Sakta Mechab Sif Yud Beis. Ein ma'arvin mayim b'yayin. You cannot mix water with wine. Now we're diluting. Before we were blending different flavors of wine, which is prevalent today, and so too it's prevalent today that they mix water with wine. I spoke with Kedem, and they claim that come out every single cheap wine today is actually diluted with water. And when it comes time to Pesach, I think we once mentioned this in the past, when it comes time to Pesach, if you're makbid to have full wine, you have to ask them which products, which like Matuk, Rouge Soft, whatever, they have a few flavors which are almost 100%, some maybe even 100% wine. But generally, they do mix with water. Eimav and mayim b'yayin, you cannot mix water with wine. Or mishen es arav mayim b'yayinoy, anyone who does mix water with wine, lo yim kurenu b'chanus, he's not permitted to sell it in a chanus, elim kein hodiyo l'koina, unless he notifies every single customer. When he walks in, he should tell him, like, don't think this is 100% wine, it's really already diluted. And it's important for the customer to know. First of all, he'll have to know what ratio he can then further dilute it. And obviously he should be paying less, because he's not, you know, like you go into a gasoline station, if they dilute the gasoline, obviously it's not going to be as effective. That's one reason. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Aksubis who suggests, he doesn't say for this figure, but stand that when you mix wine with water, then all of a sudden it will start to speed up in terms of spoiling. You only, its lifespan is now, its shelf lifespan, whatever it is now, I don't know, 2 weeks, the marshal. Instead, if you had you not mix it with water, it would have lasted for many months. So it's important for the customer to know this. Now, if you're the mechenveni, it says you're permitted to sell it. Why? Provided you notify every single customer. However, if you're a wholesaler and you would like to sell it to a retailer, that mechabe says is asav. You're not permitted to sell it to a tagger. Even if you do notify the retailer, by the way, this is mixed, because shema yirama b'yacherem. It's nice that you told him, but who says who has a guarantee that he's going to notify every single customer and he'll just pass it off to the next guy as if it's 100% wine and he's going to be fooling everybody. And your issa is lifnaiva, because you now gave him the wherewithal to now fool other people. And a deek in the mechab, and the achronim say this, it's mechab seems to start off, ein ma'arvin mayim b'yayin, stam, across the board, a klal, you now let him mix wine with water with wine. If it was mixed, Mishnah might be any of them, you can only sell if you notify every individual customer. Vice versa, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to even rely on the fact that you will be madi every customer. That's not enough. L'chatchila, you're not allowed to mix this if you're creating a chayfet, you're creating something that could fool other people. Now, it's obviously only talking about where you're a meicha. If you're doing it for personal use, home consumption, then we don't have this problem. It's never going to be sold. You won't be fooling anybody. Sorry? If you serve it to somebody and then you're going to have this problem, you'll and he's going to think, again, if the problem is it's not quality-wise, he thinks he's getting great wine, you're right, but if it's not, and just give him wine, I don't think there should be a problem. So there is, once you're on this topic, there is someone who mentions, I don't know the mitzvah, if it's true today, but some sefer mentions that when you have like a Shalom Zachar or a Kiddush, what they used to do is, let's say a guy has a crown regal blue, I don't know, black, or whatever it is, What I'll do is, that's empty, but he has that bottle. So put in Crown Regal red, or, you know, something of inferior Crown Regal. I don't know the daggers, but it's blue, black, red, brown, I don't know. But whatever it is, and you do something inferior, and the guy thinks, oh, this is, you know, this is the $180 bottle, not the $60 bottle. This is the $60, not the $20. And that would be an issa of Gnei V'Stas, because you're faking the guy out. Similar to what we had early on. That's in terms of faking out what's in there.
Is it time and liquor?
Okay, let's hold off. I'm going to get to it in Sifya Dat. It's an important question. Let me just hold off. Let me just say it, and then we'll take questions. So basically, the Mechaber says it's a Nitzah Klal, you're now let her do it. Now, the Shoshanim L'David does say that if, it's on Tosefta, that if you sell it at a lower price, that it's nikkud, it's domim medim, it's a concept we had last year, that it's domim medim, that it's clearly not 100% wine, or if I'll sell you this bottle of wine when it's supposed to be, I don't know, $180, and I say it to you for $20 or something wild, you know that's clearly I'm not selling you that bottle, then, and he knows about it, then it's kilu, it's nikkud. It's nikkud, not from the taste, but it's nikkud from the price. Then clearly he knows what he's getting, and it's not a problem of Gnei V'Stas. Now to try to apply it today, where this could be negeh, it's very negeh, and that is you sometimes have clothing which are regulars or slightly damaged package of paper plates, slightly damaged anything. And what you do is you pass it off. Now, if you're a retailer, that's very good. So then you're allowed to sell it to every customer and say, and notify every single customer, this is slightly damaged and it's fine. However, if you're a wholesaler, you're going to have a major problem here. You're going to have to try to find a heta. How are you allowed to sell this to the retailer? There's no guarantee that the retailers are going to notify every single customer. And if you'll have the same issue here of supplying something to a retailer where he could go ahead and fool somebody else, it'll be an issue of lifnei iver. I forgot what it was, Lucent AT&T, I forget Panasonic. One of the major phone appliances, what they'll do is they'll give him refurbished models, things that were broke, which sent back to the company, and they fix it, but now they would like to have it repackaged. And he repackages them, he buys this whole refurbished shipment, and now he'll sell it off, and he has the same problem. Unless he'll stamp it on each product that it's refurbished, which it was not, he would have a problem because there's no guarantee to the person he's going to sell it will then notify every single customer. No guarantee is obviously a euphemism. He'll definitely not notify every customer and there'll be a problem on Lifnei Iver. No, if it's stamped on it, then again, and it's noticeable that it's refurbished, so then you can have the principle. So again, that's what he was discussing. He could engrave it in a certain way in the plastic that is refurbished. He was discussing different options. But you should know, I'm not convinced. I believe, maybe not with 100% right, I believe that if you put it on a way that the retailer might not, I mean, let me backtrack. I can give you a Gemara. The Gemara says that if you can have a problem with selling something to a tagger, so the case was, in Rava was, that I Rava diluted his water. He diluted his wine, three parts water to one part wine. It was severely diluted. And now he sold it back to a taga. So by Yitzma, you're allowed to do that. You're faking customers. So he says, no, my dilution is so much that no, he's not going to be able to fool anybody. So Eramaya Choshish, maybe the taga will be smart and mixing a little wine now to make the dilution a little less, and now he'll be able to fool somebody. So he says, in the middle of his life, I can't even sell him water then. I can't sell him wine because he's always mixing and fool somebody. But I said from the Gemara, it's only a problem if you give him the product that he could go ahead and sell. If you give him something which is fine, just he has to change it to be able to cause somebody, to fool somebody, that's not a problem. So one could argue that so too here. If I put on a sticker and that would be noticeable to the customer, but the tag will go ahead and rip off every sticker, so maybe you could say that's similar like the tagger doing his own dilution process. The item I sold him was perfectly fine.
If you have less than 2% ingredient, you don't have to put on the package.
Okay, yeah.
So a kosher manufacturer is not allowed to put that in? I mean, let's say he's selling pure vinegar. So he puts in less than 2% of water. He doesn't have to.
He might not have to document it up here, halacha, but lechayra, unless. Okay, we're going to get, one second, we'll get to different minhagim, but you should know, if the customer isn't aware, like wine, we know that all wines today, all cheap wines, like I said, are diluted with water, and it's just fine. You're buying the cream of lager, and it's, I don't know, 30% water in there. Most people know that. I don't know, that I can't say. All the mumkin know that. Everyone, I don't know if that's enough. It's true. But the Rishonim discussed such a case, as Amiri discussed such a case. It could be that if all the mumchim know about it, and this is the shtag, and this is all the wines that everyone buys. Kihilu, how das can you buy? You have to be magda when you're allowed to say such a thing. But clearly, I don't believe that what they're doing is us. I think that you're interested in buying the taste of cream lager. The taste is, you wouldn't even know what cream lager tastes when it's 100% wine, because you never tasted it. Everything you're tasting is only 70% wine or 65%, depending on the year, by the way. They change from year to year, depending on how, you know, good that process of the wine that year.
Why is Lifnei B'nei Yisrael? Should Allah sell somebody a knife and he's going to go kill? Why is this Lifnei B'nei?
Okay, I'm not, you know, with, you know, gun control here. I don't know about that. But definitely here there's an item that it appears, it gives it a wrong appearance. We're not supplying with weapons. We're giving him an item that appears to be wine when in truth it's not. So it's very easy for him to take that item and just pass it along. And unless you have a guarantee that he's going to notify every single person, which you don't, you're going to have a problem. And like I said, any of these irregulars, you're going to have a problem to sell, unless you stamp on every package that they're irregulars.
How am I going with it? I mean, I'm giving him a product and because he's a Russian, he wants to do it.
So Russia, well, this man gives him a Moira Hetra, and this man claims that he says that since the Tag himself didn't mix it, the Tag is Moira Hetra. Look, you know, what I don't see, I don't know. You know, it's not my fault. Someone else mixed it. I just sell what I bought. It's just fine. It's none of my business. This is what Kleenex does. They don't make the tissues all the way. This is what Wise does. It's not my fault. Blame it on Wise. I mean, we have this type of psychic today, too, right?
With your case of putting on the irregular stamp, the smart swore the zichu be mutter.
No, then Lechayit should be mutter. I'm trying to sign charge today, because then he is actually doing the hatar. You want to say he won't even have the Moira Hetra Shabbai? Okay, I'm not sure. Then it's a shal if you're allowed to sell it to a guy. Lechayit should have the same problem. Lefnaiva, the Miuchas Ritva says a slightly different problem. But yes, Lechayit should have this problem of selling these items. And
isn't
here it doesn't say when it is. However, I should point out, you're going to see in Sifya Gimel. Okay, let's wait to Sifya Gimel when you're going to mix it. But in Sifya Beis, it just says across the board, you're not allowed to mix wine with water. The improvement that we had before Benegitas was wine with wine. There's no improvement to Baal of wine with water. So therefore, there would not be a heta. Sorry? But a person thinks that he's getting a byproduct of grape, the juice of grape, which is called wine. In the meantime, he's not. Api halacha, grada has its serious shilas. If you dilute the level too much, it won't have a halacha of wine. In fact, in America, there's a law that if it's diluted more than 50%, they cannot call it wine. They call it a grape drink. But you cannot call it grape juice if it's not more than 50% of grape content. I wouldn't bank on that. Sorry? But not if there was an. It has to be wine. Could be only if something came from a grape product. If you're going to mix it more than six parts wine, and granted today they say the wines are weak, you have other shilas. Okay, but you go through. That's not for tonight. The shilas of what Hilchos Brachos on wine is. But I'm not convinced. It's not partial at all. Look, how are you going to have a problem with Neve? And that really runs into something else. And I'll tell you, once you're raising the question, there's a Miuchas Ritva. The Miuchas Ritva says, when he brings down halacha of selling to a guy, he says, and he says, why? He says, because when the guy sells it to the next person, to the Yisrael, then you're going to be being going of das of the Yisrael. So it's a shtickle funny, like why did he have to jump to, and let's say if the guy would sell it to another guy, I don't know why he needed the guy telling it to Yisrael, and why does he say it in a way that's not Lifnei, he says the way it's a good name of his task. And he's medamit to this case, and in this case, which is the Mishnah, there he says, that's Lifnei. I know it's a problem in the Lashon. But really I think it should depend on, is there a nisa b'chlal of Gnevis Das from a guy to a guy? We know we discussed that there's this of Gnevis Das from a Yid to a Goy in terms of Achzakas Taiva. We know that there's Machlokes Yishreinim, which I discussed, a major Machlokes Yishreinim about Mata a Goy. Is there an Issa for a Goy to be Mata another Goy? That Lechay should be a Shaila. And there's a Tshuva Ksam Seif, it's a very important Tshuva. Him and the Ma'am Sheik, his Talmud, Nemzon for a Dava Parchit, yes, there will be an Issa of Gnevis Das from a Goy to another Goy. It's part of the Zayim Mitzvah B'nei Noyah. There's a Sefer Cheker Halacha, in Yonim, in Inyan of
on the Indian of Aleph over there, he brings down that he didn't have the Ksam Soifa or the Maram Sheikh, he claims there as a Shaila, and he's noita that there is no Issa for a guy to be mad to another guy. There's an Arachayim HaKodesh in the beginning of Parshas Noach, I think it's Pasuk Vav, maybe you can look it up. He says something, I'm not 100% sure what he's saying, it sounds like from him, there's like a pshar, there is an Issa, but it's not Chayv Misa, Allah, even though another Yisrael is Chayv Misa. But I should just mention over, it's just a powerful halakha of the Ksam Soifa, its ramifications today are unbelievable. The story was that there was a tax in town, a tax, a sales tax on the customers, which we have today, a consumer sales tax. Sales tax is not on the seller, it's on the buyer. You know, I don't charge sales tax, I just collect it. So the buyer has to pay sales tax. And then there was a tariff on wine, on beer. Anyone sold or bought beer, actually anyone who bought beer, who lived in this shchuna, has to pay a certain percentage, I guess, claim it on the 1040 and give it to the sire of the year. What happened was, is another tavern opened up, another year opened up a tavern outside the city limits, and he's not under the jurisdiction of this sar. And then they came to a din Torah about Asogas Gvul, because what he was doing is he was drawing the customers to him, because he didn't charge this tax, and he was able maybe to do it cheaper, and therefore he drew the customers from the town outside the city. And it was a major shayla about Asogas Gvul. This shayla apparently was so prevalent that this exact shayla must have been in 20 tshuvas during the 19th century. Tshuva after tshuva, remember the exact same shayla, every case. And it doesn't seem like it was the same exact shayla either, because some say they lived in the earlier half, you have tshuvas in the later half of the 19th century. Apparently it's a prevalent shayla.
Urban enterprise though.
Okay. Right, and so what happened was, you're right, and what happened was, is Ksam Soifa has a long tshuva, you say it's a good tshuva in Hilchos Asogas Gvul. At the end of the tshuva, you can look it up, Soif Simon Kuf Ayin Hei, Ksam Soifa says the following. He says, Dal Miochet, let's put Asogas Gvul on aside, I have a new problem. The problem is the follows. He says, when you're going to sell to these consumers, these Arelim, they were Goyim, and you're going to sell them, when they go out of the city, they're not going to pay sales tax. And they're mechuyev to pay sales tax on the wine to the Tsar. So end up, what they're going to do is they're being mafkir their chiyav of mass to their sar. And you're going to be over lifne either. You're going to be over lifne either on selling to them that they won't pay the proper sales tax that they're mechuyev to pay. And therefore he says it's asa as lifne either on a goy of kosava to another goy. The chiv was on the consumer. Even if you buy out of town. By the way, today you have it as well. If you ship something in, let's say you buy something out of state and it's not taxed. The reason why it's not taxed is because they don't have the ability to tax you. The Inala tax is against the Constitution for one state to tax another state. And under that law goes also, they can't charge sales tax from a resident of a different state. However, you are mechuyev to disclose it on your 1040 according to the law at the end of the year of all the stuff that I purchased out of town, out of state, and I didn't pay the sales tax. I'm mechuyev to pay that sales tax. So therefore, if someone will sell something to a guy and he will not pay that sales tax, you will be over lifnei either on his hafkos avo, and he's Ksam Soifa names on for a dava pashit that he is mitzvah on hafkos avo and amat and all that, because that's part of his zayin mitzvahs b'nei mer. I guess kol zayin nichnas into din gzela. We have a Ramban who discusses whether goy is mitzvah or no. It's part of gzela. The Ramban says dinim. It's part of dinim, depending how you want to touch it up. That's his pshat. You can look it up in the Ramban argues with the Rambam by Shechem. They were over kami. Whatever it is, it's a shayla there too. But that's what Ksam Soifa and Maram Sheikh backs him up. Maram Sheikh, when he brings down such a shayla, says, my Rebbe Ksam Soifa says it's halacha, and it's going to be over. God, if you look at the end of Ksam Soifa, the lashon is not 100%. You look at Maram Sheikh, he quotes him over, he says it right. You can look also at Piskei Tshuva and Siman Kuf Min Vav. Piskei Tshuva quotes this Ksam Soifa as well. So if you want to know if the Ksam Soifa is la halacha, from the Maram Sheikh and Piskei Tshuva, it would seem, yes, that is halacha. And it's, if you want to apply today, really it's not for tonight's share, but you obviously realize the severity. If you ever buy something off the books, paying cash, and the kavana is that you maybe gain on sales tax, they'll gain that they won't have to report, and then they'll gain on income tax, you might be running into a serious shayla.
But he's
only
going
to be now when he's going to be closed. Sorry? I'd rather discuss about selling to you after share. Well, we'll discuss it some other time.
What about Dina?
Heta Dina de Malchusa, Heta of Dina de Malchusa, Dina. What do you mean? 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 Tonight's not for Adina Mochuzadina. I'm just talking about this. If they have a tax and the tax, they have a right to tax as part of Adina Mochuzadina, and if they evade tax evasion, there's an Issa. Sorry? Okay, so. Well, the Ksam Sefer is talking about a Yid to a Goy.
No, he's talking about a Goy stealing from another Goy.
Correct, and the Yid is enabling him to do it because he's selling him what?
Goy is maybe a different
Who's stealing from a Goy? If you're stealing from a Goy, I'm not discussing that we had before, that this matter on a Yid to steal from a Goy.
I'm talking
about if I'll buy something from a Goy and therefore give him the wherewithal to now evade income tax or evade sales tax, he will have a problem because that's his chiv from him, a Goy, to the government, which is a Goy.
Buy from the Yid, and he's not going to report it.
If you buy from a Yid and he's not going to report it, that's a different issue, which I'd rather not discuss right now. Yes.
As the barrel, let's say, selling a barrel of wine, generic thing, and let's say he sells to the tiger, can do it himself. Right? Now, see, let's say he sells a Panasonic phone, says Panasonic, so he doesn't have the access to refurbished phones. It's selling the barrel, a barrel of wine, doesn't say my name on it, doesn't say anything on it. And the guy just as easily can do it himself.
Mix it with water?
Yeah.
So that I bought from the Gemara that Robert said that it's fine because what I sold him was fine. If he's going to dilute it, it's his problem because otherwise, ain't the dove safe. Like Rashi says, I'll never be able to sell him any wine. Like to me, because it's one other shaman, I'll never be able to sell him any water. He could always take something and dilute it. I can't give him even half the ingredients. You know, I can't supply Iraq with, you know, one ingredient because they can take that and make, you know.
One wholesaler to another wholesaler, the same problem?
The same problem, because he's now going to go ahead and pass it along, and it'll be Rama Bayacherim. You're going to have the same problem.
Nobody has a Pesach Kashrus, no Pesach Kager, no Pesach.
This is his business, right? Right, all right.
So he's saying if you come out a lot of Chayyar, getting rid of when someone's busted lift, he sells the whole lot of it, then you have a problem.
You have a problem if that person's going to be able to dupe the next person, unless it's clearly stamped on each individual package. Or some way that you have a guarantee he's not going to dupe the next person, you have to be choishish, at least entertain that he's going to dupe the next person. You're evil, if naive. All right, let's move.
Recyclable stuff. Somebody can think that he's doing the packaging, he's really covering some of the materials that he's selling.
Give me
a marshal,
right?
Here, he's selling refurbished.
Refurbished stuff, right, so that's a problem.
Right, in the package, we use recyclable stuff. We
use refurbished, yeah.
Well, he's saying recyclable. I mean,
I don't know, recyclable on the phones? I don't know. Let's say he writes refurbished. If they write refurbished, that would be fine.
Not refurbished. He's using recyclable. Somebody will think, to be
over the,
well, I don't know if
you'd
be over the name of
Stassi,
in fact, that somebody
would
think he's using recyclable items in regards to packaging. What's the difference between refurbished and recyclable?
What does recyclable mean? Recyclable means that the package is made of, this cotton was made out of
100% recyclable. Sometimes recyclable stuff is a change in form. They melt it down and change its form.
Right.
Sometimes if it's the same thing, the same item, they don't have to be changed at all. It was used.
Right. So you're saying that it would not be good enough to recycle.
Recyclable would include refurbished.
It would?
Yeah. I would think that it would.
I don't know the materials. For me, recycled sounds like it was just the box was made out of recycled materials. Usually when they get it back from a customer, it's called refurbished, and they have to tell you it's refurbished. It's by law, they have to tell you, disclose to you that it's refurbished. All right, let's go on to Sifya Gimel. We're running out of time here. Malkim Shinogu La'arev Ben Agitus Mayim. When there is a minig, someone raised such a suggestion, if it would be a minig similar to like wine, that Ben Agitus, a blended wine, if there would be such a minig that they blend Ben Agitus Mayim, which is like prevalent today, then it's Mutar La'arev, it's permissible to be Ma'arev, Kishir Shadakum La'arev, whatever is the norm. If the norm is to mix one third, then do a third. If the norm is to mix a quarter, then do a quarter. If the norm is to mix a half, do a half. That's what the Gemara says. Seemingly it means that you cannot go over. I mean, if the minig is only to do a quarter water, I can't go ahead and now say, oh, there's a minig, and now let me do a half of water. That I can't do. And some Achrenim suggest, who I didn't forget, if the minig would be to ma'ariv half, one part water, one part wine, and I'll go ahead and only be ma'ariv a quarter, he wants to suggest that's also. Why? When the customer is going to see this and say, this is not mixed one part water, one part wine, it's mamish kevaldika wine here, he won't entertain even that it was mixed a quarter of water. he'll think it's too good for the half, and he won't know. The minute doesn't, no one does a quarter, everyone does a half, and therefore it'd be us. So you only have, you're able to follow the minute, like I discussed before. There are times that when you have a minute, it's fine, because then you're not really duping the customer, because the customer should expect that that's what he's getting. But you have to stick with whatever the minig is. Now let's do Sif Yudalet. B'makum she'nagu, which is what you raised before, b'makum she'nagu she'komi she'koyna dava toyim ma'tchila. However, if the shtege is that every single person, before they buy something, they are toyim, what they buy, then it's mutar la'arev b'ilo'ilam, then it's permissible to be ma'arev no matter what, forever, no matter how much the amount, what parts, no problem. If the benegit is, it's permissible. Avam ena kol toyimim, but if not everybody tastes it, it's not permissible. Now, well, 1 second. Let me just say the halacha, and then we'll get to your shaila. Before in Sifri Gimut says, "Malkin Shenogalar Ben Agitis Ma'im Mitzmutin." It's only permissible Ben Agitis. Why? Because that's when the minig is. The Rishonim point out it should the minig be that you're allowed to be married with even Acha Ben Agitis, then it'll be permissible if the Ben Agitis. So Sifri Dalit basically covers you, because if the minig is that every single customer buys before he buys it, he tastes it, then it's 100% permissible, because you're never going to fool the guy, because before he buys it, he will taste it. And should he be the one in a million that doesn't bother to taste it, then it's his fault, it's kilak, it's a mechila, because he should have tasted it, because that is what is expected of the consumer. And if he doesn't bother, then it's his fault, it's like an inherent mechila. We have this concept by Mekach Tois as well. It will be a mimic that every single person, let's say before he buys a car, he takes it to an inspection, and it's something that's clear that the inspector, whatever, the mechanic will notice, not that it, you know, you can hopefully win and hopefully fake the guy out, he won't pick it up. But if something that it's clear that he won't notice it, and then the steering wheel is not circular anymore, it's triangle or whatever, and something that he obviously will notice it, that it's not a problem. That's because you can rely on the minute, you can rely that he should have brought it to a mechanic. Again, if that's the material that every single person, before he buys a used car, brings it to a mechanic. So to hear, before a person buys wine, he definitely tastes it, it's going to be permissible, because he's not fooling him out. He himself is going to taste it, and should he not taste it, it's his tough luck. It's a mechila. Now, again, I mentioned before, in Sifyut Aleph, the Mechabes seems, as long as the Mechoyah time nikar, if it's discernible, it's already mutter, because he could taste it. And in Sifri Dalit, it sounds like it's only permissible because he will taste it, because it's a minig shenagu shekomi shekoyna dava toymet chila. Everyone, that is the shtega, everyone tastes before they purchase, and only then is it permissible. L'chayi t'stira, and this is a $1 million question, all the achayinam are bothered by the stira. Really, if you want to know where the stira is rooted, we go back a step. The Gemara says that Rabbi Acha was matir bedover hanit'am. Something which is nitam is permissible. And that's a makwek zishana. What does dava nitam mean? Rashi said dava nitam means something we're the minig, which is noig, that everyone tastes. So dava nitam means something that everybody tastes, something that everyone, the shteg is to taste, is permissible. The other rishonim, the Meiri and others learned that no, dava nitam means something which is tasteable. You could taste it. As long as you could discern the taste, then it's permissible. So really this is a makwek zishanim. And when it gets to the Rambam is Sifyir Aleph, come out Mila B'Mila, and this Sifyir Aleph is Mila B'Mila, the Torah. The Rambam seemingly went like the other sheet is, as long as he could taste it, the onus is mutal on him, he's supposed to taste it, and if he doesn't, it's a mechila. And the Torah goes like the other Rishayim, like Rashi, that it's only permissible if everybody tastes it, so then you could rely on the minute. If he doesn't bother, then it's his mechila. And the Mechaber somehow is Pesach Hashteis even. He calls the Rambam Sifyir Aleph, and he calls the Torah in Sifyir Dalet. And this is very difficult. Now, Lachol, if you have a, and I couldn't go with this, if you have a clear Mufushim Mechaber in Sifyir Dalet, it says that you need the Minig, Shekol Mi Shekol Yadav Atom Et Chila Moto, but in Eina Kol Toimim Loi, then somehow the Diyak of Sifyir Aleph falls on the wayside, and you have to follow Sifyir Dalet, that it's only permissible if Mamish every single person tastes it. I would like to suggest a Doichuk Yishuv to Machav, I mean, we have to say something, is that I mentioned before, what is the heter, in going back to Sifyir Aleph, what is the heter why it's only permissible to be Ma'arev Ben Agitis? So I mentioned Rashi Oz Ben Agitis is because that's when they work well one another, they complement each other. When you have an Irv Ben Agitis, they ferment together and there's a good Irv. Majengi Nimiri learns, no, better you could be Ma'arev. At that time, afterwards, it also has a good taste. The problem is that when you marry it, b'shas mice, b'shas tegitas, and this improvement lasts. the ma'arvit later on, the improvement won't last. It'll only be short term. And when the customer is going to buy, he's going to think it's improved. And then when he gets home 2 weeks later, he's going to find himself with bad wine. And that's a problem. So I would like to suggest, that Avada will go with the Machaber like other Rishonim, that Avada is only permissible when there's a minik. And the Rambam Nimi knew that too, and the Machaber Tzafir Aleph was also relying that there was a minik, Shekomi Shekoyne is Toyma Tchilo. There was a minik. Now what was the problem? The problem was, it's Bishwam Malay Rashi, that's what you have to say. Once there's a minik, then it's fine, because we knew that it's tasteable. We knew that the difference is tasteable, just the problem is who said people taste it. So that to myself, matter b'dav amitam, if people generally taste it, they go ahead and they bother to taste, and it's permissible. That's all Rashi needed. Meshagayim like the Meiri in the Rambam, if he learned, the Meiri learned that in the Erev of Lacha ben Agitis was, it was taki improved. Just the Lekech won't be able to discern it because it's only a short-term improvement. So then, Dava Anit, the has to go out of his way to say that's not enough people taste it. Big deal. You got every single person trying to taste before they buy. It's not going to help because he's going to taste an improved product and it's really not improved. It won't last. So Nini has to be Maisif, the Rama has to be Maisif, that you should know that if you're talking about a case that the improvement is discernible, that even though it's improved, he can realize that it's only a short-term improvement. It's starting to fade away, like we mentioned before, how he'll be able to taste it. But if it's discernible, so if it's a Dava Anit, it's something that could be discernible, then it's muta, but Avad, it's only muta when everyone goes ahead and the minig is to taste before they buy. That was a davar pasha. They didn't have to mention it. They were only bothered by the mitzias that, like the Meiri's understanding of the Gemara, the mitzias is that it should not be able to be tasted, to be discernible, because there is an improvement, albeit short term. So you have to read those. No, it's a davar nitim, it's something that people could taste even though it's a short term improvement. And therefore, if you would be matchik like that, it would come out that all the Rishonim Be'etzim say that it's only permissible if I call Tayamim. This guy, the Rishon, Rav Maga brings down, that's Mefurish, Yeshemim, that he says, Mamish Faket, he says, like this would be Miri, that as long as people could taste it, then it's already permissible. But La Locha, the Machaber Pasun clearly in Tefidali, Pasun's like the Torah, it would seem that you have to have it, that Mamish the Minig is to taste, and in absence of such a Minig, it would not be permissible. Any questions?
With respect to the Sifra Yudimah, we mentioned that if you were Namahar, it's also awesome, because I think that's better than. Than
what it really is. The Kishir Shadak Ma'arif, correct.
He's not married to the minute. So why isn't that a problem? Good dollar. Even if he tastes, he doesn't know how to gauge it.
Well, he should be able to taste. He should be able to taste if it's one part water, one part wine, or is it two part water, one part wine? You know, how diluted it really is. But Yigimel's talking about when he's not tasting. So Yigimel will be only relying on what the shteg is. He doesn't taste it, but he knows, everyone knows that cream alag is mitzvah water. Everyone knows that.
If he tastes it, he may think he's getting more than
that. No, not if he tastes it. If the guy relies on the minig, the minig is that everyone mixes one part water, one part wine,
If
you dilute it less than normal, you're saying it's also. I said if you dilute it less than normal, it would be also why? It's because the person doesn't taste it. We're talking about where you don't taste it. But he'll be able to discern it by the looks. He'll be able to see that this can't be mamish mixed 50% water because it's really thick. Or maybe the way it pours, he sees it's really thick. So he'll come to the conclusion that it wasn't mixed.
You have to depend on the cold flavor.
Obviously, call Toyman. Why do they bother Toyman?
If it's only 80% of people,
that's not enough. That would not be enough. You have to be.
Everybody can tell. I can tell you as a food worker.
Well, those items you talk would have a problem. But here we're talking about something which Shekomi Shekona Dava Toyman Tchila, and therefore we're relying on his team, we're relying on the fact that he will be able to taste it by his.
If only 80% of people can tell the difference.
Then, Makar, you can have a problem. With those 20%, you fool them. You can have a problem, unless something's wrong with them. But in Minastam, if it's something that it's not, you know, it's only semi-noticeable, if the disclaimer, which is so fine print that you won't be able to see it, maybe some customers will pick up that it's really imitation or something like that. But in big letters, you just write pure, which pure means nothing today, and something like that, yeah, you will have a problem. Because you're faking, that's what I saw Sefer today says, that if it's in small print, which we discussed after the show last week, if it's in small print, you're going to have a problem. It has to be, if you want to rely on the fact that you disclose the information in the package, it has to be noticeable to the eye. By law, someone mentioned that by law it has to be 8 point, the letter size. Whatever it is, it has to be discernible, has to be noticeable. If not, you cannot rely on the fact. Well, I made a tiny disclaimer on the package, that would not work. Any other questions? All right, good luck.
For other tapes by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Beis Din Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.